USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeachment when the House takes up the articles on Wednesday. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment and claimed that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives Fred Upton, John Katkow, and Adam Kinziger, who've publicly said they also would vote for impeachment. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer says he'd prefer to censure the president, but tells Fox News that he is considering the articles of impeachment being circulated.
I think the censure is a strong and appropriate message. Presidential censures are exceedingly rare for them to be brought up and for them to pass. Let's be honest. I think that the appropriate timing for an impeachment is probably after we have had a full investigation. At the same time, looking at the articles that are being presented, there's a reason why I'm strongly considering them.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60 day money back guarantee, 10 year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people are already under investigation for actions at the Capitol, and even more are expected. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Washington, D.C., Michael Sherwin, said there are a large number of crimes related to the riots that they're looking into.
Given the enormity of the actors we saw both inside and outside the Capitol, the range of criminal conduct is really, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail, to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol, to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As House Democrats prepare to bring articles of impeachment against President Trump to the House floor Wednesday, House Republicans are pushing back against that effort. Congressman Matt Gaetz says Democrats who were talking about unity are pushing an impeachment he says will only deepen divides. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that Democrats are using impeachment to dodge other serious issues.
I'm deeply troubled by what we see from Democrats. Just last week, they were telling us that they were going to be the party of unity and healing and democracy, and now they're trying to expel members of Congress that have been duly elected. They're trying to impeach and remove a president of the United States, and they're not doing much to help lower the temperature in our country at all. It seems to me that impeachment is constantly a tool of not only division, but distraction for the Democrats. We remember during the Russia hoax, there were all these connections between the DNC and Hillary Clinton and Russians who were lying about the president, and so they manufactured the Russia hoax to cover their own tracks. And then quite obviously the Ukraine scandal was a consequence of their own concerns about Hunter Biden. And now that we've raised legitimate questions about this election and how it was run and the departures from the law and the Constitution, they're trying to yet again ignite the passions and the destruction that impeachment brings to our country. And sadly, they are normalizing this process that is bad for our politics.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.